local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, we say welcome to hour number three. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Taking your text this hour. If you have any sort of reaction to what you hopefully heard there in the Channel 3 A block at 6 o'clock with Tanner Stewart's reporting on the situation involving some international students from Lighthouse Christian Academy. If you didn't catch it, we will play some audio and just kind of give you the rapid recap, if you will, of what Tanner is reporting. Also have statements from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office and just texting back and forth a little bit with Commissioner Colton Wright as well on this. Text line 850-437-1620. Joe and Austin with you here 6:12 on a Wednesday. Hope it's been a good day. It's been pretty wild here over the last couple of hours here. So if you didn't hear, if you haven't listened here over the last couple of hours, we have been talking about this, spending a lot of time, especially in hour number one, during the 4 o'clock A block segment, which is like the first block for TV news there before we came on. Tanner, who obviously a good friend of the program, we have him on each and every Friday, broke the story here about a single family home on Refuge Circle in Santa Rosa County. Over the weekend, video shown a Lighthouse Christian Academy school bus dropping off what looks like dozens of students. Channel 3 is reporting that there is over 20, around 23, that have been, since this weekend, living in this single-family home. We do not know the ages of these students. I would guess that at least some of them are minors. According to Tanner's reporting, the Midway Fire Department was made aware through anonymous calls that students were living on the Lighthouse Christian Academy property and that there was an inspection and that the on-campus housing wasn't up to code, so the students were taken away. They were not occupying those structures anymore. They were shut down by the fire marshal, and it would appear to be dropped off at this particular home in Santa Rosa County. Here is Tanner and talking with some residents near the home.
I would be very, very concerned that, you know, the school that I sent my child to is putting them up in a in conditions like this.
We are not a boarding house, so it kind of stinks.
There are certainly questions that need answered, and Tanner went to try to talk to some school officials from Lighthouse Christian Academy. Here is the audio of the interaction that he had with an employee of the school who met their Channel 3 crew before they were on the property.
Tell me what you guys are talking about for our school. I don't want it on there.
Well, we're recording right now.
Can you tell us about the 20 plus students that are living in the house of Refuge Circle?
There's 12.
A student there told us there was over 20. He told us that today. Can you tell us why they're there? The fire chief says it's illegal.
So while this was going on, the employee had gotten back to his work truck and was obviously didn't say anything else. Tanner also spoke with Jonathan Kanzig, who is the fire chief of the Midway Fire Department.
We believe these students are here to play soccer. This just opens up the liability. If one small fire could result in 23 people losing their lives. It's just not a chance we want to take in Gulf Breeze.
So that's where we're at on this. I had been texting with Tanner throughout the afternoon. He said we had asked him, you know, normally he comes on every Friday. We asked him if he'd be willing to come on this afternoon and just talk about it because it's so just
puzzling
and beyond shocking. He said, hey, the higher-ups said, hey, let's hold off for now. We got a lot more reporting that we're going to do on this. So maybe that's Friday, but whenever that moment comes, we will have him on for a deep dive into this. I did reach out to the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. They provided me with this statement. Quote, we have been made aware of this claim and have investigated. We have found no violations with the home. To our knowledge, the fire department has also found no violations. We support Lighthouse Christian in their mission. Also, a text exchange with Commissioner Colton Wright. He says, I've gotten back from the FPL Economic Symposium. I'm aware of the situation. I have been in contact with Midway Fire Department regarding the life safety concerns, and also county staff is addressing possible building code issues. So that's kind of where we're at as far as the county is concerned, where the sheriff's office is concerned. I need to hear from Lighthouse.
Yeah.
We need, as a community, if you have students that attend Lighthouse, if you've ever thought about, hey, maybe I want to have a child attend Lighthouse, there needs to be some sort of coming out and addressing this.
Well, that's the thing. And there has to be. Not some lazy PR statement, but you just have to address it, because you know, a lot of times people think, oh, it's best to just ignore it. And a lot of times that's true. But when you are an educational entity and you've got something like this going on, you can't ignore it because the optics are horrible.
You have on-campus housing,
right,
that the fire marshal has shut down. You have dropped off what the school said. Let's just go with the school number. They say it's 12.
Right.
Okay. You've dropped off 12 students into a single-family home and, from the appearances of it, left them to their own devices to be dropped off when the school day's over and to be picked up when the school day's starting. What is the protocol? What is the supervisory? Who is looking after them, both when they're on campus and when they're in this house? I assume we have minors that are living in this house.
I'm sure. I mean, 12 of them. I mean, even if they're all 18.
I mean, even
still,
if they were 18, okay. I mean, they're adults, but you know,
that makes
I
it, that
still
makes
have
it 1%
questions.
Better. Yeah.
You know, I'm just completely floored and shocked and just I we have to hear from the school. We have to.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. And we already hinted at this earlier. There's no explanation that's going to be a good one. There's not.
Even if everything is completely legal,
doesn't make it right.
You still, you know, I mean, the fire marshal saying, look, I mean, we got safety issues. If there's a fire that starts in this house and we got 23 kids that are dead.
Yeah. Anywhere from 12 to 24, anywhere in that range, it doesn't really matter. It's still, yeah, I mean, it's still 12 kids too many, still a huge problem.
So that, yeah, that's where the story is now. This will not fall off.
Nor should it.
There will be county commissioner meetings on Monday and Thursday. I don't know what the meeting protocol is with Lighthouse Christian Academy. By the way, Tanner said, hey, there were similar issues with the housing situation or with the buildings up to code when they were operating over in Pensacola. It's related in the sense that the city of Pensacola used to have an agreement with Lighthouse Christian Academy for them to use the Malcolm Young facility. Now, I know that's city owned,
right?
But the point being is that this is not the first time that something like this has come up where I don't want to say deplorable, but you have the fire marshal that has said, hey, you can't have occupants in here. And then for a school to drop off students at a home that is owned by whoever in a residential neighborhood. And according to neighbors, there are people that are staying in the garage.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got neighbors concerned and now you've got this whole stuff with the fire marshal and all that, it's like, as you said, it's a PR crisis because people are saying, why in the world am I going to send my kid to your school? You know, I mean, who's going to do that? So no, it's a terrible situation.
All right.
All around.
Yeah. So that's it. I don't know where it goes from here, but we as a community need to hear from Lighthouse Christian Academy on this. And, yeah, we'll just leave it at that. 621, that's how we start hour number three. We'll talk about this more. If you have any reaction or just anything you'd like to share about this, 850-437-1620 is the text line. Anything going on in the roads right now? Are we pretty quiet?
Let me take a quick look here.
I threw you under the bus on that.
No. It's no problem. Yeah, we've got one spot that's really giving us issues. No confirmation of a traffic accident, but it's got to be. If you are traveling southbound over the water trying to get onto Navarre Beach from Navarre Parkway, that entire bridge is backed up at the moment. But outside of that, it looks like the rest of it is smooth sailing, luckily.
Texter says, until you know more, you two are overreacting.
Ooh.
I would love to know. What am I overreacting to?
I mean, I don't know. We did have a caller earlier that that I think would have probably said the same thing.
That's fine.
I don't want to go too far.
Listen,
into detail
I hope I'm overreacting.
No. Yeah, that's true. I mean, and I'm not trying to say anything. I hope I'm not coming off as if I'm taking a side, because I don't really know anything about this.
We have to hear from the school.
Yeah, we don't know anything, but right now it's looking horrible. That's the problem. That's the issue there.
All right. We'll come back with some more local, state, and national headlines. Hour number three on Pensacola right now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I know what you're doing. I see it all too clear. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation. Before celebrating St. Patrick's Day this year, decide whether you'll drink or you'll drive. If you plan to drink, make sure to designate a sober driver. Don't let your luck run out. Let's see, looking at traffic here, not a ton to report on. We still have some minor issues if you're traveling either east or west near the intersection with University Parkway on 9 Mile Road. Don't know what's causing that, but it has died down significantly. Outside of that, we do have an issue if you are traveling southbound. Going over the water, trying to get into Navarre Beach, coming from Navarre Parkway, we've got a lot of issues there. That's basically going to have you backed up over the entirety of the bridge.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather report, here is Joe Neubauer.
Beautiful weather rolls on into Thursday with highs continuing in the middle 70s with lots of sunshine too. A few clouds move in on Friday. Highs come down into the lower 70s. We'll see a little bit of rain, maybe an isolated thunderstorm during the second half of the day on Friday. Our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. A couple storms could be on the stronger side. By Saturday afternoon, the rain is out. The rest of the weekend will be a little bit cooler and dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. 6:28 here, News Radio, taking a quick rundown here of some of our state headlines today. Where are we? There we are. State Attorney's Office in Sarasota County says it has no plans to charge former Florida Republican Chairman Christian Ziegler with video voyeurism or with any crime for that matter. Both the House and Senate signing off on the bill that bans homeless people from sleeping in public. It requires local governments to designate safe and secure shelters or camping areas for sleeping. A proposal banning the release of balloons is headed to the governor's desk. It would consider the action a form of littering. Violators would face a $150 fine, with a portion of the money going to the Solid Waste Management Trust Fund. A new way for Floridians to engage with nature. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has launched a new interactive website to show people where their nearest recreation sites are. After typing in a zip code, the recreation finder will locate the closest nature trails, boating ramps, and hunting areas. That's pretty cool there. Recap of today's top three stories: Nikki Haley dropping out of the GOP presidential race. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects interest rates to begin their come down this year. Not exactly saying when, but when they've gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably towards 2%. 6:30 there. We'll take a break. National news coming up next. Pensacola right now.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. A jury has reached a verdict in the trial of a movie weapons supervisor charged in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by actor Alec Baldwin on the set of his movie Rust in 2021.
We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty of involuntary manslaughter as charged in count one.
Movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter for the death of Helena Hutchins. Baldwin is set to go on trial on that same charge in July. Gunfire in Philadelphia injures 8 high school students this afternoon. Police say 3 people got out of a car and opened fire. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker.
We are going to ensure that every partner that we have, every resource that we need to solve this crime, to ensure that those who are responsible are held accountable.
One victim in critical condition. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Another giant AI model is in the works. Facebook boss Tom Allison said today that parent company Meta's hefty investment in artificial intelligence includes development of a system designed to power Facebook's entire video recommendation engine across all its platforms. Allison says part of Meta's technology roadmap that goes through 2026 involves developing an AI recommendation model that can power both the company's TikTok-like Reels short video service and more traditional, longer videos. The U.S. economy picked up a bit of steam in the mid-January through late February period. The Federal Reserve's so-called beige book showed that 11 of the central bank's 12 regions showed steady or increased economic activity. Following the release of the report, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell hinted that interest rate cuts could happen later this year, saying, "We can approach rate cuts carefully and thoughtfully." Stocks managed narrow gains today. The S&P.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute. A new era is underway in Tuscaloosa as Kalen DeBoer takes over for Nick Saban, and the Crimson Tide spring practices are already underway. Expectations for the last decade for Alabama were championship or bust. Eventually, that will be the case for Kalen DeBoer, who I think is a home run hire and will win a national championship at Alabama one day. But for year one expectations for me, it's just making the college football playoff, and that should definitely happen. I'm Zach Gelb.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. It appears that the only spot you're going to have too severe of issues is if you are traveling... I think I've been saying southbound towards Navarre Beach, but I have been wrong multiple occasions then. It's traveling northbound coming from Navarre Beach, going over the water and going to Navarre Parkway. We've got a lot of issues there. The backups are severe enough that they're basically going to have you backed up for the entirety of the bridge.
All right, very good. Thank you. Taking a look at our forecast.
Beautiful weather rolls on into Thursday with highs continuing in the middle 70s with lots of sunshine too. A few clouds move in on Friday. Highs come down into the lower 70s. We'll see a little bit of rain, maybe an isolated thunderstorm during the second half of the day on Friday. Our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. A couple storms could be on the stronger side. By Saturday afternoon, the rain is out. The rest of the weekend will be a little bit cooler and dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Joe, 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at our national headlines today. A panel investigating the Fulton County DA, Fonnie Willis, is hearing testimony from the defense attorney who first put forward allegations about her relationship with the special prosecutor. Ashley Merchant represents former Trump campaign official Mike Roman in the election interference case. She's testifying first about Willis's allegedly improper relationship with Nathan Wade.
And New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is being hit with new charges. The Democrat was indicted on 12 new criminal charges, including conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, extortion, and conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent. The charges are related to a years-long corruption and bribery scheme involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar. They come just days after a co-defendant in the case, Jose Uribe, pleaded and agreed to cooperate with the prosecution.
A bipartisan bill banning TikTok has been unveiled by the House. Yesterday, both Democrat and Republican representatives introduced the bill that would force TikTok to separate from its Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance, or be banned in the U.S. The bill gives ByteDance 5 months to divest TikTok before the ban would go into effect.
And the Texas Panhandle, which has been torched by wildfires as of late, is ground zero for the state's cattle industry. The Agriculture Commissioner, Sid Miller, said that at least 3,600 cows have died and that that number is growing. Miller added that over 500 houses and barns have been destroyed as well. The flames also torched the grasslands, leaving cattle without anything to eat.
One of Florida's favorite sons is making an appeal to congressional leaders. Former Gator and NFL star Tim Tebow testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee, saying his foundation is proposing legislation to save unidentified children from being abused, raped, and tortured.
And this bill really has one goal, to build a rescue team. Because there's so many frontline warriors and heroes, but there's just not enough. And we need to support them, and we need more of them to get to these 50,000 boys and girls.
And according to the Tim Tebow Foundation, every second that goes by, 156 images of child sex abuse material is being shared, uploaded, and distributed across the internet.
And Congressman Adam Schiff and former Dodger Steve Garvey will square off in November for the California U.S. Senate seat formerly held by Dianne Feinstein.
We're not going to do much differently. Look where we've come in 5 months as compared to 25 years for my competitor. Career politician. His policies have failed the people.
With mail-in ballots left to be counted, the Burbank Democrat and the Republican baseball legend have garnered about 33% of the vote each.
All right, 641. Austin, anything good happening in sports today?
Yes, a lot going on tonight. We'll start with what's already underway, a TNT doubleheader in the NHL. Sabres at Maple Leafs, they got started at 6 o'clock. There's about 2 minutes left in the first period. That game is still tied at 0 apiece. That's going to be followed by Red Wings at Avalanche at 8:30, so be on the lookout for that. ESPN doubleheader in the NBA, which should be getting started any moment now if it has not already begun. Clippers at Rockets at 6:30, followed by Bucks at Warriors at 9. And we have another doubleheader for college men's basketball. Number 4 Tennessee at number 17 South Carolina. That game tipped off at 6 as well. Looking at the score check here, Tennessee is up 27-22, so it's a good game currently. That's going to be followed by number 20 BYU at number 6 Iowa State at 8. And also at 7:30, so in just under an hour, we've got number 2 UConn at number 8 Marquette tipping off on FS1. So a lot going on in men's basketball, but that doesn't mean we don't have any news in women's basketball. Iowa women's basketball star Caitlin Clark has signed an exclusive multi-year deal with a major trading card company. Panini America made the announcement today saying that Caitlin is the first multi-year exclusive athlete to sign with the company. It is also the first deal of its kind for a female athlete. Joe, this is obviously a very big deal for Caitlin. We've been talking about her time and time again because of the record she's been breaking and how big the Iowa-Ohio State game was with viewers, and now she's got this timeless deal here.
Yeah, good for her. She's going to be paid a lot for it, and Panini will reap the rewards for sure. I would imagine this includes not only trading cards but memorabilia, and that she'll have an exclusive deal for them to sell her memorabilia. So very cool stuff there. Also, we have now both seen the renderings for the Oakland A's new stadium in Vegas, and it's pretty awesome. I think we would both agree.
Oh, yeah, no, it's cool.
So it's going to be 33,000 seats, which would make it the smallest stadium in Major League Baseball, though that's not really a big concern of mine. The design shows 5 overlapping layers with an appearance that's kind of similar to the Sydney Opera House. And the plan also includes a glass window beyond the outfield that would have views of the Las Vegas Strip and 18,000 square foot video board as well. It is very impressive. And, you know, like we said in the last couple of hours, this is not going to be necessarily for Las Vegas A's fans, as I'm sure that, you know, there will be a scattering of them.
Yeah.
But this is all about, you know, Yankees when they come into town, when the Cubs come into town, when all these other teams come into town, they're going to get the, you know, out the away visiting fans to come visit Vegas for the weekend and check out their favorite team in that brand spanking new stadium. That's very, very cool. And, you know, we've seen the Raiders now with their stadium and then the Sphere. And Vegas is really, you know, coming on as a mega hub for sports and entertainment here in the last few years.
Which is overdue, if you ask me, because it's always been a big market and always been like a staple of a like American and party scene and all that.
I mean, boxing was in on it early
because,
sure, they have the MGM Grand. But, yeah, 6:45 now. We'll get an update on the weather first before traffic.
A beautiful day here on Wednesday for the weather. Another great day on Thursday, too, with high temperatures back into the middle 70s. Low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s, not that bad either. Clouds begin to move in Thursday to Friday. We do have a chance for rain, a couple showers, a few isolated thunderstorms Friday evening. Highs continuing in the 70s, and our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And looking at the roads here, not much to report on, but something that's been giving us trouble for basically the entirety of this hour is if you are traveling northbound on the bridge to get to Navarre Parkway coming from Navarre Beach. We've still got some pretty heavy backups in that area. It is breaking up slowly but surely, but it's still going to hold you up there for a little bit. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to trouble you for too long.
All right. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today. Apple is making changes to address criticism and comply with new restrictions in the EU. App developers can now create alternative app marketplaces without a standby letter of credit. The tech giant is also making additional changes to satisfy regulators who say Apple abuses its dominance.
And Target will launch a paid membership program next month following the lead of its rivals, Amazon and Walmart. Target subscription program, known as Circle 360, will launch in early April and cost $99 a year. The program will include unlimited free same-day delivery for orders over $35, along with other perks.
Federal government says free COVID-19 tests and free Pfizer Paxlovid antiviral medications are ending. The USPS distribution is set to end Friday, March 8th, because the virus has slowed considerably. Along those lines, new legislation would allow anybody who got the COVID shot to sue the manufacturer if they believe the vaccine had negative health effects.
We've got large swaths of the American people that have been impacted by it, unable to get recourse for harms that have happened to them.
That is Texas Congressman Chip Roy, who's introducing that bill. He claims large swaths of the American people have been impacted by COVID vaccines. Certainly going to be a popular sentiment around here in conservative circles in general. It's not going to go anywhere, though.
Probably not. And investigators say that Boeing still hasn't turned over important records for the probe of the January door plug blowout incident. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, investigators don't know who in the Boeing assembly line removed and reinstalled the door plug on the 737 MAX. The agency's chairwoman said she said so, testifying before a Senate committee on the Hill, adding that they've been requested numerous times over the past few months.
All right. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. The first trailer for the rom-com The Idea of You is out now. The film stars Anne Hathaway as a 40-year-old single mom that falls into a relationship with the singer of the world's biggest boy band. Ooh. It's based on the best-selling book by Robin Lee, and it hits Prime Video on May 2nd.
And closing arguments are underway in the trial of the armorer from the movie Rust. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is charged with involuntary manslaughter and the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Prosecutor said Gutierrez-Reed is responsible for bringing live rounds on set, and she ignored basic safety protocols. Her lawyers argue she's been scapegoated for problems that were out of her control.
The Twilight franchise is expanding. Variety reports an animated series is being shot by Lionsgate TV. The animated series would be based on Stephanie Meyer's book series, which was adapted into the film franchise, The Twilight Saga. So very cool story there. We'll take a break there, finish up with some wacky stories and good news. Hour number three of Pensacola right now.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves about a lot of things going on in the city. Plus, the fallout from Super Tuesday. Talked a bit about that. Also talked about the public camping ordinance that they're working on in Tallahassee to prevent people from camping in public areas and to provide that there'd be a camping area for them. And comments made by Alex Andrade being taken wildly out of context and really, I think, defaming him over them. You can find all of those segments at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
For wrapping up hour number three here on a Wednesday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us and coming along for the ride. A busy Wednesday. Quick recap of our top three stories. If you're just joining us, Nikki Haley dropping out of the GOP presidential race today And not officially endorsing Donald Trump, President Biden, though, says that Haley supporters, hey, there's a place for you in my campaign. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. This is related to his federal election interference case. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects interest rates to begin their come down this year. Not exactly saying when exactly, but he says when they have gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably towards 2%. Those are top three stories around the nation and world today. And a top local story involving a report from Channel 3's Tanner Stewart. We've shared it to our Facebook page and would highly encourage you checking it out. Serious questions being raised amid reports that over 20 international students from Lighthouse Christian Academy have been living in a single-family home on Refuge Circle in Santa Rosa County. Channel 3 talked to neighbors, also to Midway Fire Chief John Zanzig, who says it's a major safety issue, if not possibly illegal. For what it's worth, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says they have investigated the home. They have found no violations. We support Lighthouse Christian in their mission, end quote. County Commissioner Colton Wright, also talking with us, says that he's been in communication with the fire department. Also, county staff is addressing possible building code issues. We tried to talk to Tanner today. His boss has said, hey, hold off for now because we got a lot more reporting we got to do on this. And so, you know, as we said in the first hour and earlier on this hour, I hope that we hear from Lighthouse Christian Academy formally and that they address what's coming on. And if everything's above board, okay. But it should be easy to come out and say that if that's the case.
Absolutely.
Troubling for sure. And, you know, I just hope that there is some giant
something we
thing
don't
that,
know
that we're missing about this whole thing. But a good reporting from Tanner Stewart there today. 6:53 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at the forecast for the final time this evening.
Beautiful weather rolls on into Thursday with highs continuing in the middle 70s with lots of sunshine too. A few clouds move in on Friday. Highs come down into the lower 70s. We'll see a little bit of rain, maybe an isolated thunderstorm during the second half of the day on Friday. Our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. A couple storms could be on the stronger side. By Saturday afternoon, the rain is out. The rest of the weekend will be a little bit cooler and dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Austin.
All righty, looking at the roads here, not a lot to report on. We did have some issues if you were traveling northbound towards Navarre Parkway. If you were coming from Navarre Beach, that bridge over the water there, we were having a lot of issues there, but they were slowly but surely dying down. That appears to still be the case now. So if you are heading anywhere near that area or are on that bridge currently, you will get moving faster soon, it appears. Outside of that, though, it has been a very smooth sailing hour, so there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. Thank you very much. Finishing up with some wacky stories in the news today. A police in one South Jersey town are on the lookout for a guy who dunked his head in a store's open pickle barrel. Whoever he is, the guy left a fully sour taste in the mouths of workers at Heritage's dairy store south of Philly. Store workers say an unknown young man walked into the store and with a splash dunked his head into the store's pickle barrel. Cost him about $52 worth of now spoiled pickles, which I would imagine $52 worth of pickles, I would imagine, is quite a bit.
Yeah.
Glassboro police have posted the delinquent's photo online, but won't show the store video because they say he would probably enjoy the attention.
Yeah, because he was recording himself with his phone. Not only that, but I was thinking maybe this guy did it, like, surely to be funny, but he probably, I didn't know if he did it as, like, a dare or something.
I don't know. I hate pickles, so I would never think to do this.
Really? Yeah. He's not a criminal, but he's a legally violating doofus, is what I would say. That's the soft way of putting it. Let's see. A woman in Arizona named Milan Watt found a rattlesnake in her car and thinks that she may have been driving around with it for up to 2 weeks. She lives in Phoenix and parks her car in a lot of desert areas, so it must have slithered in at some point, but she's just not sure when. She never heard it rattle, so apparently it was cool cruising. She was in the car with her boyfriend when he spotted it on her back seat. It was a diamondback, which are among the most venomous snakes in the U.S. Luckily, her boyfriend saw it while they were parked, and she says if she'd been driving, she definitely would have crashed. I would say that's fair.
For sure. Two people were caught stealing just under 600 Venus flytraps from a nature conservancy in North Carolina. That isn't slang for a type of drug or a shoe. That's the actual plants. The thieves were apparently planning on selling them on the black market. It's unclear when Venus flytraps would go for, but it must be a lot because the thieves were hit with felony charges.
Wow.
They are rare and native to southeastern North Carolina, and this is a time when people would try to take them because they're flowering around now, making them easier to spot in the wild.
I'm not sure if I can say I've ever seen one in person. They are pretty cool, though. I think so.
Let me look.
Do you not know what a Venus flytrap is?
I may.
It's the thing with the little mouth that eats bugs when a bug lands on it. Looks like a little open mouth of teeth.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, those. Because it's like they have like hairs on like the mouth part, and if you trigger it like once or twice, that's when it clamps shut and the thing just dies and it like gets the nutrients from the carcass or something. I don't know. Clearly, I know far more about Venus flytraps than I really need to. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury resort in Las Vegas, claiming that a scorpion stung him in an area where, let's just say, you would really be hurting if you got stung by a scorpion there. It supposedly happened at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower back in December. The man says he was stung 3 or 4 times, and it left him in excruciating pain. He's still dealing with medical issues even months later. He says he's had to pay for the room despite what happened.
That's a tough one right there. Looking at some good news here as we wrap up. This one's right up your alley, Austin. A fun March Madness promotion is happening this month at libraries in Worcester, Massachusetts. They're forgiving fines for overdue books if you just show up with a picture of a cat. They're calling it their March Meowness promo.
Man, I mean, I like basketball and I like cats. If all I need now is to enjoy reading, and maybe that's right up my alley. A retirement home in England turned its lounge into a candy store for a day, just so a 93-year-old named Doreen Bishop could relive her glory days. She managed a chocolate shop for 30 years. Oh, that's really cool. That's awesome there.
People on Instagram are obsessed with the fat dog's weight loss journey. And no, that's not me. An 8-year-old golden retriever named Franny was so obese she was about to be put down. But
what?
A charity called Rover's Retreat adopted her. A 24-year-old veterinary student named Annika Brom volunteered to foster, and she's been getting Franny's weight under control. She was 125 pounds, and she's dropped more than 30 now in the past 3 months. So, wow. Very cool story happening there.
Yeah, you'll see like dogs or cats on TikTok or whatever, and they will. I mean, people will say like there's an invisible line you cross where it's like it's not a cute chubby animal anymore. It's now a health concern.
We talked about the rabbit a couple weeks ago that was like 35 pounds or something like that.
Yeah, but to be fair, he wore the weight well. He was just a huge freaking rabbit.
Okay. Well, you are the authority when it comes to weight challenged animals, so we appreciate
you?
Your expertise.
Question mark?
As always. All right, that'll do it for us here on a Wednesday. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7, right here on News Radio 92.3. We'll talk to you then.